Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I don't usually jump on the air and recommend you go see an R-rated movie, but in this case, I'm saying go, baby. Go see this R-rated movie. This is one of the R-rated movies that you should go see. I would go so far as to say if you're a Christian that should, obviously, by default, be a pro-life Christian, then you definitely need to go see this R-rated movie. And the R-rated movie, you might be surprised to find out, is the movie Unplanned. That is going to be opening on over 800 screens nationwide. The weekend of March 29th, that Friday, March 29th. And I've got a couple of the folks from Unplanned calling into the show today. Joe Knopp, who's a producer, and I met Joe through the Irwin Brothers several years ago. He was involved with I Can Only Imagine and Woodlawn and a bunch of those movies. So Joe's one of the producers on Unplanned. He's going to be calling in the second segment. Robia Scott is going to be calling in. Robia was on the show with me when I did the show in Washington, D.C. on the Day of Life. Robia Scott is in the movie, one of the lead characters in the movie. She plays Cheryl, who is the Planned Parenthood heavy, a wonderful sister in Christ, and just a great actress, and really portrays this rather nasty Planned Parenthood woman really, really well. I'm like, hey, when you see the movie, don't hold it against Robia personally. She does a great job of portraying this nasty Planned Parenthood woman. And so the MPAA decided they came out with the R rating. So I'm going to go through some of that information with you in this segment before we talk to Joe and Robia. We'll go through that. One thing that I want to make sure that you're aware of and that we pray about, I'll probably do that right quick, is the U.S. Senate is going to vote sometime tonight on legislation to guarantee medical care to babies who survive failed abortions. Following multiple Democrat attempts to block the measure, Ben Sasse is leading this. There is a federal Born Alive Infants Protection Act. Babies who survive abortions are recognized as human beings, but this goes on to deal with it. Specific treatment for them, and that one isn't mandated. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, the one they're going to vote on tonight, supplements the existing law by specifically requiring abortionists to get babies to hospitals. Yes, we need to pass a law for that. We don't normally believe in that kind of activity in America, apparently, on the federal level. So the Democrats have blocked six attempts in the U.S. House and Senate to pass the bill by unanimous consent. So this evening, the bill is scheduled for floor consideration and a roll call vote, which means they're going to go through each member that's there and force them to publicly acknowledge whether they think a baby that survives a botched abortion should be given the due concern that it didn't get when they planned to kill it. And so let's pray right quick that passes tonight. Father God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your mercy on this nation, which we don't deserve. And Lord, especially on this issue of life, we do pray for Ben Sasse and Mitch McConnell and the people leading the Senate tonight, Lord. And we pray for every Democrat, every pro-abortion person there, Lord, that they are forced into the light to say, Lord, whether their depravity has gone so far as to vote against a measure that would try to save a baby that survives an abortion. And Lord, we just pray for all of their hearts and minds and souls, everyone in that chamber, Lord. And all we can do is lift them up to you and pray, Lord, that this statement tonight would bear truth and would show people where our nation is at. And we pray, Lord, that it would pass. But even if it doesn't, Lord, to get people on record to show the extent of their depravity. We pray for all of them, Lord. That's all I can think of to say. We pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So that's tonight, so I'll make sure I tell you about that on tomorrow's show. So MPAA, okay, the official guidelines. How do they come up with an R rating? Well, here's a PG-13. And some PG-13 movies that are out there probably should be R rating. But Unplanned? Really? We'll talk about that, but here's the deal. A PG-13 motion picture may go beyond the PG rating in theme, violence, nudity, sensuality, language, adult activities, or other elements, but does not reach the R-restricted category. The theme of the motion picture by itself will not result in a rating greater than PG-13, although depictions of activities relate to a mature theme may result in a restricted rating for the motion picture. Any drug use will initially require at least a PG-13 rating. There is no drug use in Unplanned. More than brief nudity will require at least a PG-13 rating. There's no nudity in Unplanned. But such nudity in a PG, blah, 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 blah. There may be depictions of violence in a PG-13 movie, but generally not both realistic and extreme or persistent violence. And that's what they're using to give it an R rating, Unplanned. Because guess what? Abortion is R-rated. Now, here's an R-rated movie. May include adult themes, adult activity, hard language, intense or persistent violence, sexual-oriented nudity, drug abuse, or other elements, so that parents are counseled to take this rating very seriously. So they see this one particular scene, which is what really drove Abby Johnson out of Planned Parenthood finally after being a part of about 21,000 abortions, is she saw on a ultrasound-guided abortion. When she was holding the wand for the ultrasound, they're looking at the screen. They show a screen, an ultrasound screen in the movie. And then the abortionist goes in with his long suction tube. This baby was probably at about 8 or 9 weeks, maybe 10, legs, arms, head, the whole 9 yards. And it shows what is known now is that the baby recoils, tries to get away because of pain, tries to survive. You see this on the screen. This is you're looking at... not inside the womb. You're looking at an ultrasound image, which most of you know what that looks like. And the baby recoils and tries to get away, but then he gets far enough in there. Off comes one leg, off comes another, out comes the rest. And that is the scene that gets them an R rating. Now, do you think that's politically motivated? Of course it is. Do you think that's spiritually motivated on the dark side? Of course it is. Is it the death knell? Well, did it matter for the Passion of the Christ? $600 million worldwide, The Passion of the Christ did, because guess what? Crucifixion and flogging are R-rated in their very nature. So they're really stretching it, the MPAA, and they're probably thinking in the forces of darkness and Planned Parenthood and Hollywood and the people involved with the Motion Picture Academy and all those folks are probably thinking, they know they have to stop this. They know they have to get in front of it. They know they have to do something to restrict it. And so perhaps an R rating will work, except it won't. If you and I do our job, I'm not done talking to my wife about this, but our daughter is 14 and I would let her watch it tonight. Now, my wife and I will come to that decision together, but I'm pretty sure we'll allow her to watch it and you should allow your 14-year-old to watch it. That's your decision, of course, but I've seen it. And guess what? Abortion is R-rated. Here's some PG-13 movies that were out there. Expendables 3, 500 people were killed. Guns, grenades, tanks, swords. Taken by Liam Neeson. That was horrific. Split is psycho. Suicide Squad. Really psycho. That's PG-13. Hunger Games, 10 Cloverfield Lane, The Ring, all psycho movies. Unplanned, just telling the truth. We'll be right back with Joe Knopp.
What will make a man so bold? Make a woman lay her own life down. Only one thing, Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about Unplanned, opening nationwide the weekend of March 29th, an incredibly powerful movie that every Christian needs to see. Non-Christians need to see it. Everybody needs to see it. You need to come face-to-face with the truth of abortion. But when some Hollywood folks come face-to-face with abortion, even though it's just a clump of cells, right? It's not a human being. It's like getting a wart burned off or removed. What's the big deal? But because it is violent, because abortion is R-rated, they actually decided to give Unplanned an R rating. That just broke in the last couple days. This is why PureFlix exists, to give a platform to these types of movies. That's Michael Scott, who's the president of PureFlix. We're proud to be associated with this film, and we are confident that our fans will not stay away because of the opinions of reviewers and listen to those in the faith community who have seen the film and agree with us. In this case, R stands for recommended. I've been saying hashtag abortion is R-rated. And so where some people might go, oh no, this is trouble, I think that we need to trust the Lord and that he is moving in defense of the unborn and on the offensive and for truth. And somebody that's right in the middle of all this and has been since the project started is my friend Joe Knopp, who's one of the producers with Unplanned. And he was with, I can only imagine, Joe's been at it for a while. He's a dear friend and brother in Christ. Joe, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing excellent. I'm super stoked about Unplanned coming out next month and just seeing all the buzz around it. And obviously we see a big uptake in the buzz because of this R rating. How did you guys react to this when the MPAA came out with it?
You know, it's interesting. Obviously, we knew it was a possibility. We really thought we produced a PG-13 movie. But there's a part of me that, you know, the way the MPAA has to have a panel of 10 people actually watch the movie, I think the movie worked, because by the time the movie was over, they saw that it was violent against a human being. So there's a part of me that says the movie did its job.
Yeah, and I think that's how most people that are thinking through it and not just responding emotionally look at that and go, yeah, what a great point. The people that make the rating had to watch the movie, and by watching the movie, they saw the reality that abortion is, in fact, an R-rated event. Highly disturbing, highly graphic, although the movie doesn't show it that way because it's an ultrasound image. Did you guys ever kind of faint at any point in the filming process and making this movie, making Unplanned Joe, that you're like, well, maybe I don't know that we should show this. I don't know that we should be this honest about the issue of abortion.
You know, it's obviously through a lot of prayer and discernment, trying to figure out how do you take people to the edge. And, you know, probably a great analogy is I think a lot of times, sometimes as believers, we bring a butter knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
And I think we needed to approach this with the reality. And Steve, you were there on set while we were filming almost a year ago, and we didn't know the headlines would be reading what they are today. So I think God really prepared us to bring the right tool to go against the headlines today.
Absolutely. And on Abby Johnson, who, of course, the movie is based on Abby's story in the book Unplanned. She was a darling of Planned Parenthood, a big clinic manager down in Texas, employee of the year. And it was her experience in seeing that baby recoil in an abortion that finally drove her out of there. She was on Fox. And here is her statement, Joe. We are pushing the boundaries of what has never been before on such a wide scale by showing America exactly what abortion is. And abortion is disturbing. It's violent, she said. In my opinion, one of the most impactful films of our time is The Passion of the Christ. It was rated R, so I feel like Unplanned is in good company, and our rating from the MPAA isn't going to slow this movie down. I believe people are ready for the truth, and that's exactly how I reacted to this just the other day when it came out. I'm like, listen, this isn't abortion is an R-rated reality. It's horrifically violent. It's on the scale and then some of what we saw with World War II, and one of the things that needed to happen in World War II is people needed to see death camps, and people need to see the truth of abortion, and that's the point of the movie, right?
It absolutely is, and I think, just going back to the headlines, I think as we read, you know, abortion being allowed to term, I think for the first time, even pro-choicers out there getting that image in their head what a term baby looks like. And I think we're even starting to read headlines that they're going to lose their own with the laws that they're passing today.
Yeah, there was. Well, Axios had this. This came out just earlier today, Joe, about 3 or 4 hours ago. A new poll finds dramatic shift on abortion attitudes. You see this because of what's going on in New York, what happened in Virginia, and those aren't the only states where this is the push. And, of course, we have the Infants Born Alive Act that Ben Sasse is trying to get. They're going to vote on it tonight in the Senate. As yeah. Americans are now as likely to identify as pro-life as they are pro-choice, 47%. And it's pushing that way. And for me, I'm like, hey, as disturbing as New York and Virginia and these other states are and what they do, it's putting the reality, it's opening the casket on the realities of abortion, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, and I hope hopefully the movie Unplanned can just kind of act like a 1-2 punch. I feel like we're really pushing the limits right now. I think we have a chance just to really expose abortion for what it is.
Yeah, and so what's been kind of the reaction of the team, all the people behind Unplanned, which opens nationwide on March 29th? You got directors, producers, the actual actors, all the staff. Robia Scott's calling in the next segment. She played Cheryl, right, in the movie.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, before I actually talked to Robia, I'm like, I hate this woman. She's just nasty, but she loves the Lord. She's a really sweet, just incredible woman of God. But in the movie, you really see the dark side of Planned Parenthood and how they operate and how they make their money. But what's been the reaction of the team behind Unplanned?
Yeah, I think Steve, you've been with me for quite a few movie projects now, and the hardest part is kind of God's timing for what story to tell next. And this one, you know, the team had the rights to it over 6 years ago, and felt like it wasn't time, and then God kind of made it the right time a couple years ago to get going. And I think really what the team is feeling today is just the incredible timing that God knew years and years ago that this would be the right time to tell this story. So I think there's a stewardship and a burden that we're all feeling to continue to get this story done right and to get it out so that not only the nation but the world can see it.
Well, it was fascinating. I found this in an article. MPAA told PureFlix the most problematic scene of Unplanned featured a doctor gazing at a computer screen that shows the image of a fetus as the abortion is completed. Dr. Anthony Levitino, who was portrayed in the scene, said the depiction is accurate. This is the guy that you're actually portraying in the movie that actually was doing this. He said, quote, "The portrayal of a live, moving fetus disappearing is very accurate," said Levitino, who added he performed about 1,200 abortions over the years. "You're watching an abortion. It's an accurate view of what's happening. It's disturbing if you recognize it's a human life." So there you go. If it were just a clump of cells, the MPAA people that saw the movie wouldn't have a problem with it. But the reality is they know it's human life and they know it's murder.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, from using the ultrasound image, which that is exactly what Abby Johnson was looking at. And she saw this real life baby in the ultrasound image fight for their life and ultimately lose their life.
Yeah, and there's like three scenes that are kind of tough, that one being the most, but the reality is it is reality, it is the truth, and that's why Unplanned is such an important movie, why we all need to get behind it. If you're a follower of Christ, you owe that allegiance to the Lord to get out and support this truth in defense of the unborn, and Unplanned is the next opportunity. It's a huge one that God has given us because of people like my friend here, Joe Knopp. Joe, thanks for calling in, buddy. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back with Sarah. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about Unplanned, the movie opening nationwide on Friday, March 29th. The story of Abby Johnson, true story. She was a darling at Planned Parenthood, ran a big clinic in Texas, employee of the year, involved in over 20,000 abortions that she was facilitating as starting at the clinic and then as the manager of the clinic, and just a darling of Planned Parenthood. Actually thought that she was helping women, which a lot of people, like we had the two gals in here last week on Wednesday that were former abortion clinic workers, and they both thought they were in there originally and for much of it thinking we're helping women. But then you have to deal with the reality of it. What Abby saw one day, and she was asked to help with an ultrasound guided abortion. She's looking at the screen, the ultrasound screen, sees the little baby in there. I don't know if that was 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, somewhere in there. And and then as the doctor went in with the evacuation, the suction tube, she sees the baby struggling and trying to get away from it. And off comes one leg, off comes another, and the rest of the baby comes out. And that's what drove Abby Johnson eventually out of there. One of the people in the movie who, before I met Robia, when I was just watching her play Cheryl, who was the Planned Parenthood heavy, I'm like, I don't like this woman at all. But that was the character. The woman, Robia Scott, just a wonderful sister in Christ and just a champion for the pro-life cause. She joins us by phone today. Hey, Robia, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Good backtracking on that one. Mr. Noble.
Yeah,
didn't
thank
like
you.
Me and, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was like, who, where did they find this wicked woman to play this Planned Parenthood heavy? And then I meet you and I'm like, oh, she's my sister in Christ and she's just acting, but you did a great job. Such a great job. I texted you earlier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Earlier today, they were talking about you on Glenn Beck's program and how convincing you were. Such a powerful movie. We had Joe Knopp, one of the producers, on in the last segment. So Robia, when you heard the news and getting the R rating, what was your reaction? What do you think of all this?
Well, I have to say I was not surprised. I know that was not the hope from all of our team at Unplanned. We wanted that PG-13. I'm not surprised that it got the R. I mean, there are some strong images in the movie. I don't know if it really calls for an R, but, you know, I think we had a sense that there would be a little pushback from the other side trying to block the movie from going forth, and I believe that's a part of the R rating.
Yeah, and I was sharing in the first segment of the show when I first went on the air today, some movies that had received a PG-13, Expendables 3, in which they killed over 500 people by guns, grenades, tanks, and swords. You had Liam Neeson in Taken. That was incredibly violent and dealing with sex slavery, Suicide Squad, Hunger Games, kids killing kids. But the truth is, you know, it's interesting. You get 10 people out in Hollywood to watch Unplanned, and they see the truth that this is a violent act against a human being, that human being being a baby.
Well, that is an interesting aspect, that they ask, that they, you know, are verifying the fact that abortion is a violent act. What I think is so interesting is that, you know, when people do see the movie, first of all, every screening I've been to, every private screening, people are blown away. The feedback is extraordinary. You know, a lot of us, you know know what we believe. We're on the pro-life side. But when you actually see it up on the screen, you know, we haven't really gotten to look at abortion with our eyes and get a look at it. So people are blown away by it. But even those of us who are in this, you know, this belief, we are a little bit shocked by seeing it. And I thought, well, isn't it ironic? You know, we have become so desensitized in our culture because we see gun violence and nudity and sexuality and killing every time you turn on the television, every time you go to the movies. So we can see this incredibly gruesome violence and have it not really affect us emotionally at all. Yet you see abortion in front of you, and the degree of violence is nowhere near what we're used to in films nowadays. But it hits a chord because it is absolutely unfamiliar.
Yeah, absolutely unfamiliar and shocking to most because we've kind of walked by and looked the other way, and it's just a clump of cells as we've lied to ourselves for decades here in America. Carrie Solomon and Chuck Konzelman, of course, both directors, and they did God's Not Dead 1 and 2. Chuck talked to the Catholic news agency, Robia, and that by giving the film an R rating, he believes the MPAA is inadvertently supporting the belief that anything that has to do with abortion is an act of extreme violence. Ironically, that's also our viewpoint, Chuck said, and that's exactly right. So I think the challenge here for all of us, Roby, and certainly for you guys with Unplanned, is that we have to trust that the Lord is orchestrating all of this. He's behind all of this, and his will is strong and right, and we need to trust that, don't we?
You know, I believe that God is behind this, and I will say, first of all, the fact that it's getting so much attention is really bringing this issue even more to the forefront than it already is and bringing our movie more to the forefront. But I think it's an extraordinary opportunity for parents, because it's usually us as parents that we are so cautious with our kids seeing R-rated movies, because we don't want them to have that kind of imagery. We don't want them to see that kind of graphic sexuality and violence at such a young age. But I think as parents, and churchgoers, you know, that might have that ban on R-rated movies, this is where you would really want to seriously consider lifting that ban and recognizing that this is the kind of violence that it is important for your teenage kids to understand, especially with what's going on in our culture currently in America. I mean, this topic is so in the forefront, and the left is pushing it to become something that we're all desensitized to. So I think it is just, I can't say it enough, invaluable that church leaders, that parents, you know, whenever they've had that stigma that an R means you absolutely can't go, I think in this specific case, an R means that it's required, if you will, that it's recommended, that it's so relevant for especially our youth in this time to get a clear picture of what they're believing, because the other side, Planned Parenthood, is so pushing their agenda, and the women's rights movement is so pushing their agenda that we have these young boys and girls that believe that abortion is empowerment, that believe abortion is women's rights, that believe, you know, that we just have a clump of cells, that we're not dealing with human life. So trying to tell them is one thing, but allowing them to see a story, to see a picture, to see a parable, it's impossible that they will not be positively affected by this film.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. It reminds me of the story of Emmett Till, who was beaten to death down in Money, Mississippi. And his mom, when he brought him back to Chicago, decided to have an open casket funeral because she wanted to open the casket on racism. That eventually was for Rosa Parks. The day she decided to not move and give up her seat in the bus, she said, because Jesse Jackson interviewed her later, and she said, "I didn't want Emmett Till to die in vain." And so they opened the casket on racism, unplanned as opening the casket on abortion like other people have. And that led to the civil rights movement, which we all cheer about. What we need is the ultimate civil rights movement to save the lives of unborn children. But one thing before we run out of time, Robbie, I know you have a heart for post-abortive women and you minister to women all the time. What would you say to the women, 30 to 40% of women in America, the stats show, are going to be post-abortive by the time they're 40. What do you say to those women who are listening right now about coming out to see unplanned?
Well, yes, as you know, I'm an actor second and a minister first. That's what I've been doing the last 15 years. You know, I think this movie is an incredible opportunity, again, to some of the feedback we've gotten is that, you know, the movie might trigger and bring up things for women that have been through an abortion. And while I don't want to see anyone going through pain, as a minister, I also really stand fast in the belief that we have to feel and deal in order to heal. And if this movie triggers something and brings it up, that means it's still in there. And there's still shame, there's still regret, there's still guilt. And this is, you know, this movie, Unplanned, is not about pointing a finger. It's not about saying you're bad and you're wrong. It's not about judging you and criticizing you. It really is an opportunity for release, forgiveness, and healing. So I believe everyone across the board needs to see the movie, and women that are post-abortive, you know, my heart and my hope is that the love in this film, the tone, the spirit in this film would give them an opportunity to go to another level of healing, regardless of what they've experienced in their personal lives.
Yeah, because certainly it is not the unforgivable sin, and Christ stands ready, willing, and able to walk with any woman and any man that's been involved. Obviously, there's always a man involved in every single abortion, but yeah. God is ready, willing, and able to help you and to help you heal and find forgiveness. He's forgiven you if you've placed your faith in him, but sometimes it takes something like unplanned to kind of push you over that edge.
Well, it's our natural instinct for all of us when we've been through trauma or any kind of serious emotional heavy experience, you know, usually we just try to push that down. We try to stuff it down and move on. And then those feelings will, they will make themselves known in a myriad of ways. You might find yourself smoking cigarettes, drinking excess alcohol, overeating, you know, doing all these kinds of activities. I wrote a book about it called Counterfeit Comfort. We run to these counterfeits to comfort ourselves because there's these roots of things we've suffered that we haven't dealt with. So, you know, this is an opportunity to really deal with those roots and get that healing on a deep level.
Amen. Robbie Scott, thank you so much for calling in. I know we'll have you on again, and hopefully we'll get to see you in the near future. Robbie plays one of the main roles in Unplanned, opening nationwide March 29th. God bless you, sister. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Robbie Scott, Unplanned. Go to unplannedfilm.com. 800 theaters nationwide, opening on March 29th. We're going to be talking to people from Unplanned literally every week between now and March 29th. And when we get closer, multiple times a week, you have to get out and support it. We'll be right back. Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you, and so grateful that we had Robbie Scott and Joe Knopp call in from the Unplanned movie opening nationwide March 29th, and that's the weekend that you have to get out and see it. This is the way the motion picture industry works. The opening weekend determines everything. If they have a great opening weekend, they almost always add screens and you get a longer run. If opening weekend falls short of expectations, then they start cutting screens and the whole thing gets undermined. So I will continue to get on you between now and March 29th to get out and support it. The R rating is just an acknowledgement by Hollywood that abortion is in fact R rated. It is violent. It is horrific. In an ironic way, they're verifying the truth. Even out of Hollywood, God certainly works in mysterious ways. We've got our good friend David Fisher calling in today, a little Money Monday update. And I love this psalm, David, by the way, that you picked for today. I think it's so important for all of us. We were just talking to Robbie when you were on hold about women, post-abortive women, and Psalm 46 applies to them and to all of us, really. But thanks for calling in. It's great to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a little froggy throat here, but it was cold in Phoenix. There was hail happening here last week.
Second time in
25 years I've experienced it. So half of Phoenix is feeling the bug, and I guess it caught up with me. So
that's
we're doing fine.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord, and we'll keep praying for you. I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 46, 1 through 7, just to help save your voice a little. We're really focusing on the first couple, but I'll read this and then just tell us kind of why you picked it for today. I'm just trying to help save your voice. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, the Lord of hosts, verse 7, is with us. A powerful verse, Psalm 46. Why'd you pick this one today, David?
You know, this scripture really ministered to me recently and also significantly back when I was in Bible school. God, when we face times of trouble, God is our refuge and strength. And he's the very help. He's the core of it. And it's not a matter of, will we have times of trouble? Yeah. It's, you know, we will. And I believe times of trouble is just part of the growth that every Christian faces, and we grow through that. As we get knocked down, we stand up. And it's the measure of a man is not how far he gets knocked down, but how he rises to the occasion what God is calling him to. And so there are going to be times of trouble. Do not be amazed at the fiery deal amongst you, the scripture says. And that happens for Christians, not a burning hell thing, but a challenging, a tribulation, which causes the reflection of Christ to be shown in us that we can produce the salt and light of the earth. And so, yeah, there's going to be things that will happen in the world. The mountains will slip into the sea. Now, I don't know if that's going to literally happen, but there's going to be some big things that will happen. And I think it happens spiritually, and I think it's going to come in economically. I feel that deep in my spirit. We're going to face some challenging times, unfortunately, ahead of us because of our debt.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about the U.S. and China, and Donald Trump was talking about, President Trump was talking about it, the recession. But one of the things we've been doing each week, David, which is really exciting, is the coin giveaway that we're going to actually pick a winner and do that on April 15th. And so you've got four different things that people are going to win. But tell us about the coin giveaway right quick, and then we'll dive into the content for today.
Well, the Federal Reserve came about in 1913, and this is a coin that was minted that year, 1913. They only minted 168,000 coins about, compared to more, normal years, they made over a million. This is a 62 grade, and there's about 2,200 known to be in existence, and most dates there's over 100,000 in that same grade. So it's has some rarity to it. It's worth $1,825 on a price guide. In my industry, we value it conservatively at $1,600. So you're going to win the coin, win a book on coins, win a book on the Federal Reserve, and a free consultation with myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're just taking one. You can get one entry per person. And so just call in before the show ends today and we'll add your name. We just need your name, your email address, and a phone number, and you'll be entered in. And so we're doing this up until right before April 15th. And then we'll do the drawing and announce the winner that day. Give us a call. Again, all we need is your name, your email address, and your phone number. We'll get you entered in. It's an awesome prize pack and that that coin valued at least at $1,600. Pretty cool. 866-348-7884 is our number, as long as you call in before the end of the show and talk to my good friend Keith, who's producing the show for us. So 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 to be entered in for this awesome prize pack that we'll give away on April 15th. 866-34-TRUTH. And again, David, thank you so much for your generosity in that. Really excited. It's really kind of you. Talking about China, U.S. and China, Trump was talking about it. He was talking about this next meeting with President Xi, he's saying is going to be a signing ceremony. So give us an update on what's going on there with the trade talks.
Well, that's the end goal. We hope we get there. There's still a lot of things to be hammered out. There's one verbal agreement that they did have, a component to it, and China pledged not to artificially weaken the value of their heavily managed currency. What this means is they can drive down their currency, which offsets the tariffs, makes their goods cheaper to the United States, and so really there's as if there is no tariff. Well, they agreed verbally that they won't do that anymore, but if they're going to manipulate their currency, they will have to produce why they're doing it and how much they'll do it in writing to the Treasury. So that's a good step in the right direction. The trade deficit is still $382 billion at the end of 2018 and growing. But the hope is that there's going to be a signing sometime with President Trump and President Xi at Mar-a-Lago. And but that's still yet to be determined, because there's still a lot of core issues that have not been come to an agreement, like transfer technology. That's going to be a big stickler, and that's one of the big things that President Trump wants. But the Chinese still have not yielded to that.
Yeah, and he, I guess he did. He did put the kind of the a temporary hold on the tariffs going up. So we'll see what happens and what comes as a result of this. We've talked a lot about recession recently, and the recession coming could be late 2019 or sometime in 2020. So how do we kind of prepare that? I know that we need to take a defensive position. That's really one of the main roles of precious metals, to have that as a mix in your investment portfolio. But how do we kind of know when we should start looking at taking that defensive position and diverting funds to something like precious metals?
Well, you know, I have a saying that no one rings a bell at the top or the bottom of a market. Many ring it in hindsight, though, and we can look back and see that. So we don't know when that's going to happen, but I think we're in the season of it. And diversification and asset allocation to protect us from the inability to predict the future is really the key. I'd rather be 2 years too early than 2 days too late, because once the change happens, markets have huge swings. So I think the key is preparation in advance. It's like Noah. You start building the ark before it even really started raining.
Yeah, well, about 100 years. Well, we don't have 100 years before this next recession is going to hit. But that's a great point, that we need to pay attention to that. And it's better to be ready sooner than later, because when it's later, you missed it. And like 2008, if you go back and think about what kind of hit your portfolio and your savings in terms of your investments took, that should be enough to wake you up and make sure you're getting the information you need, which is why we're so hopeful and helpful when David is here and can help us understand this stuff. And again, their website, landmarkgold.com, to get that information. But also about debt, you mentioned it just a few minutes ago. Is this still a major issue? Do we still need to be thinking about debt?
Well, you know, we passed the $22 trillion mark in debt just at the end of January. And at the same time, the Federal Reserve announced that consumer debt hit the highest ever, $4 trillion, when you add up student loans and automobile financing, excluding housing mortgages, that is. So our debt is growing faster as a country now than the GDP. And so the ability to repay this debt and the situation it takes to increase the greater amounts of debt to pay the debt off is like a snowball that's rolling downhill that we can't no longer grab. We've totally, as we look at the numbers came out, like I said, in this report 2 weeks ago on your program. And next week, we're going to talk more about that in depth with this report that came out to the Treasury. But the father of economics, the director of the Office of Management, father of Reaganomics, the director of Office of Management and Budget under Reagan, David Stockman, was on Fox News last week, and he said this on Neil Cabuto's show, quote, "My point is, it's finally caught up with us. We've gotten by this for 30 years because the Fed has been monetizing debt. So now he's saying it's finally caught up. When you look into the future, now we have to create $1.5 trillion just to survive, to break even. And 2 years ago, it was $485 billion. So it's ballooned, and it's going to continue to balloon. There's warnings are coming out from the Congressional Budget Office. And the time is now to see some of these facts. Call my office, and you can get a paper on a lot of this. Diversify is the key right now, because you can't pick the top and the bottom of these markets.
Yeah, and you've got a white paper that's out there now that you can get this for free. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate? And again, this is a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, because all the writing is on the wall, and that's why it's important to think about this defensively and in the long term, and not just going to, well, maybe one day I'll take care of it, because one day it'll be too late. Again, David, what's the website and the phone number that people can get more information?
They can find us on the web at landmarkgold.com, or they can call us toll-free at 844-879-8882.
Got it. David, go rest your voice and take care of yourself. Thanks for calling in, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, my brother. God bless.
God bless you, too. We'll talk soon. And there you go, friends. Such an important topic that we get to talk about with David, and very complex things. And I trust him. He helps the Noble family. Personally, he helps us. And it took me a while to get him on the air, because I wanted to make sure that I understood what he was talking about with precious metals and all that. And he's my brother in Christ and just a valuable asset that we thank the Lord for here on the show. But let's do me a favor. Just lift David up in prayer. He's had some serious challenges with his heart late last year and now being sick right now. We need to pray for our brother, David. If he would do that, I would greatly appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. God willing, this is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. And as my dad always said, ever forward.